Monday night, Oral of Sivan.
Okay, Chag Sameach. Where's Mr. Gove? When I need him. Okay. I came across a very interesting halacha, and I mamish couldn't figure out the reason for it. And Baruch Hashem, with my morning chavrusa, Joel Padowitz, we figured out, and it's, I don't know, very, very interesting halacha. I came across halacha, actually, in an English halacha sefer, that Agavorche was saying that, this is really from the Mishnah Berurah, that you have to understand the words, even though in Lashon Kodesh, this is not the halacha for tonight, even though in Lashon Kodesh you usually don't have to understand what the words mean, like in Kiddush, or in Tefillah, and Kriya Shema, but for Sfira you do have to know what the words mean. And this maybe could make a difference for someone that really doesn't know Hebrew. And you say, you're counting 30. You know, and he says, Hayom Shloshim Yom, but he doesn't know that the word Shloshim means 30, so really you're not Yotzei Sfira. And therefore you should count in English. So in saying so, that's a Mishnah Berurah. And a Shear HaTzion. But in saying so, this English Halacha Sefer said that you have to count, make sure you count in cardinal numbers, not in ordinal numbers. Now, for those of you who don't know what it means, which I didn't 13 hours ago, it means you have to say, let's say, today is day 3. You can't say it's the third day. The third day is called an ordinal number, the word third, and 3 is called a cardinal number. So I said, well, what's the difference? I'm saying to myself, when you're saying it's the third day, it's also counting. You're saying it's the third day. Like, what's Maharash? And that also, of course, has its equivalent in Lashon Kodesh, because you say Hayom Shlosha Yomim LaOmer or BaOmer, whatever, or you could say Hayom Yom Shlishi, which would be the ordinal number, right? The equivalent of third day would be Yom Shlishi. Shlosha Yomim is day 3. Yom Shlishi is the third day. So I start looking in Hebrew Halacha Sfarim, and I found in Piskei Tshuvas Taka that you should not say Yom Shlishi. Maybe b'di'evad yotzei, but certainly you have to count in, he doesn't use those words obviously, but in Lashon Kodesh also cardinal numbers, meaning shlosha yomim, but not ordinal numbers, yom shlishi. And I'm thinking, why? Like, what's the difference? L'chari, you're still counting. So Baruch Hashem, we figured it out. Like, what is ordinal means? It's an order, right? So now let's say I decide to take 10 people. What's the matter? You didn't learn this in school. You didn't take Bagriot. It's not my fault. So let's say you want to put people in... Let's say I want to have 10 people, and I want to put them in size order. I mean, no one explains this. I mean, I don't know if it's a chiddush, but Baruch Hashem is like an insight. Let's say I have 10 people, and I want to put them in size order. So I might grada know their size, because in ordering them according to size, and if I can't tell between a sign, so I'll say, okay, you're 5 feet, you're going to stand here, and you're 5'1", you're going to stand here, and you're 5'2". But I'm not primarily measuring their size. I'm ordering them according to size, and like a byproduct of my ordering them according to size is that I know what their size is. When you say first day, second day, third day, fourth day, ordinal number means you're ordering them. You're putting them in a certain order. This is the first day. This is the second day. So you're not etzem counting. It's you memela know their count, but that's a byproduct of ordering them according to number. Like again, my marshal is: if you order people according to size, you might end up knowing their size, but you're not measuring them. You're ordering them according to size. Here, the mitzvah is the safarta. You have to, like, primarily count, not secondarily as a byproduct of this is the first, this is the second, this is the third. That's what ordinal number means. You're putting them in order according to the number system that you've devised. But you're not be'etzem counting them. That's just, you know what number it is as a byproduct, and you need a heftza, upon the expression, of the safarta. You have to be'etzem count. And counting is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's counting. Baruch Hashem. Shkoyach. And the Kenyan Torah for today is Miut Derech Eretz, which has a lot of pshatim. But I'll just tell you Rashi's pshat in Pirkei Avos. Don't hang around so much. Sit and learn.
You told him today's the third day. Would that mean you can't count that night with the bracha?
I don't know. He says your yotzei b'di'evet. So it's a b'di'evet. No, but I would say that I would even venture to say, I'm not passing now, it's too tumultuous, that that's a clear indication that you don't mean
to
so it's almost like a gilui das that you don't mean to do the mitzvah, which even if mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana, but if you have in mind not to do the mitzvah, so maybe that's an indication that you don't want to.
I don't know if there's so much different than the